They're saying that this is the number one TV show now, brand new of all time. I don't know about that. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. That's 833-563-2539. What is the show they're saying is now number one? It's a five-part miniseries on HBO. It's called Chernobyl. Here's part of the trailer. This is going to make... I'm giving Liv the Web Girl a warning. You're going to have goosebumps when you hear this thing.
What are the good we did? It doesn't matter. What does matter is that to them, justice was done. See, a just world is a sane world. There was nothing sane about Chernobyl.
I'm pleased to report that the situation in Chernobyl is stable. In terms of radiation, I'm told it's the equivalent of a chest X-ray.
No, Chernobyl is on fire. And every atom of uranium is like a bullet, penetrating everything in its path. Metal, concrete, flesh. Now Chernobyl holds over 3 trillion of these bullets. Some of them will not stop firing for 50,000 years.
Tell me how to put it out.
You are dealing with something that has never occurred on this planet before.
I don't know if that trailer's got you shooketh, but I knew we were going to be talking about this, so I watched one of the 5 episodes. They're about an hour each last night, and holy poops, I am totally ready to watch the rest of this.
Really?
And the reason I bring it up is interesting, because it's not like, hey guys, I think this is the greatest. This is actual people online on IMDb, like giving actual results for this, and here's what it says. It says, no other show in TV history has scored such a high number as Chernobyl has, according to the latest on IMDb's tally. They say the miniseries has scored a 9.7 out of 10 ranking, beating the 9.4 set by Game of Thrones. So move over Game of Thrones. It beat that. Game of Thrones had a 9.4. This has a 9.7. And it beat Breaking Bad, which is an incredible show.
Now, oh, I love Breaking Bad.
For even more perspective, Alex, they say movie-wise, The Shawshank Redemption is the highest scoring movie of all time with a 9.3, followed by The Godfather, another iconic movie at 9.2. And they have hundreds of reviews of Chernobyl, and people say, man, this is the best one they've ever seen. So I want to know if you've seen Chernobyl, if you think it's worth the hype. I saw one episode. I don't know if it's the best ever, but I think it's pretty darn good. 1 out of 5 in. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. If it's not Chernobyl, what, in your opinion, is the best TV show of all time? I think I have an idea for some people on the show, but I'd like to hear it out of your own mouth. Alex, what's the best TV show of all time?
I'm the best I've seen.
And it's your opinion.
Okay, well, but see, the thing is like your favorite may not be the best. Like, am I supposed to be thinking about like cinematic aspects and things like that?
I think it's each interpretation. So whoever you want to decide, whatever factor you want to come to. I'm not going to say it has to be the best looking clothing or cinematic. You're just like, man, this is the best of all time because I say so and this is why.
Gosh, that's hard. Okay, so I'm going to go with just like the cinematic aspects of
okay,
it.
Okay, okay.
And because you know my favorite TV show of all time is The Office.
That's why I had this ready to go. Yeah. I could have sworn you were going to say the best show of all time is The Office.
I mean, I do want to say that, but then I feel like people are going to say I'm wrong because it's so basic, like the camera work and
but
all that stuff.
But it's so good, though. Does it have to be complicated?
I don't know. Liv, what do you think? Do you think it needs to be like a really beautiful, like filmed show or something to add in there? Or do you think like The Office is a fair answer?
I think The Office is a fair answer just because I think its content is so primo and amazing. Like the sense of humor on The Office,
okay,
and the way
good.
They developed all of the characters, like all of the character development and like the insane person that is Michael Scott and how deep like all of his insecurities really go. I think with all of the characters, it can weigh out crazy shows that have like crazy cinematics.
Ooh, okay, that makes me feel better. Otherwise, I was gonna say the ones I was gonna just throw out there would be Dexter. That to me is an amazing TV show.
I never watched it, but you always talk about it. A lot of people say that Dexter is really, really good.
So good. I've rewatched it like 100 times. Black Mirror, I think, is so good. You and I both like that show.
Black Mirror's awesome. I look forward to that. Okay, 833-JOE-ALEX, what's your best one? I would argue maybe, I don't know why, maybe it's not the greatest, but I'll tell you what I'm really looking forward to season 3 of. You watched one episode, The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah,
I want to see.
Very good.
I think that's really good.
Yeah.
And maybe it is, though, because the way they shoot it. Yeah, see, I never watched Lost.
Okay.
I know there's a fat guy on an island, and I'm like, this is fake. It's fake.
That is one of those shows that has so many layers. And that, to me, is a good show when you have all that stuff.
But if you go to Records, for example, I don't have the exact numbers, but Seinfeld had a huge finale.
Oh, yeah.
Friends. I'm not trying to be anti-things. Yeah, I never really watched any of those shows. But are those the greatest shows of all time? I mean, they're iconic. Would The Simpsons count? Because it's kind of a cartoon, though. Like that's been around for, what, 20, 30 years?
Would SpongeBob SquarePants count? Yes.
Well, now we're really getting into the mud.
For me, I'd have to say The Walking Dead. I just really like, I hate zombie movies or TV shows, but I just really like the script writing, the cinematics, and like the score. What's that called? Like the music.
The music's good. If they would have killed Negan earlier, I would have been cool with that. But this went way too long, and they've ruined it. I think they've ruined The Walking Dead. That cannot be even in consideration.
So Porkchop brought up score, and I didn't even think about that.
The music, like, behind the scenes.
I love the theme song of Stranger Things. That is one of my most favorite of all time. It gives me goosebumps. That and then Unsolved Mysteries. I think those are two of the best TV scores.
All right, the grandma vote coming in right now with Unsolved Mysteries.
Those are so good.
Jay, and you're on the Jonah Alex Show. What is the best TV show of all time? They're saying now, statistically, that this miniseries on HBO called Chernobyl is a leader. What do you think?
I think one of my good TV shows that I feel like is the greatest of all time is called The Good Doctor, simply because it has to deal with an autistic person and the fact that he can become a doctor and he can use his abilities to his advantage and also learn and have aspects within life that will teach a lot of people of how autism really is.
Mm-hmm. Do you have somebody in your life that has autism?
I have a nephew. He has autism. He's very, very young, but still, it's hard for him to control it, but the older he gets, it's getting better and better each time. And I try to tell him, like, you know, you're still young, but you can still do what you want to do.
For sure.
That's a good
great
point. Hey, Jalen, thank you for the call. And I, not to knock it, but I think that's, like, definitely you have, like, a horse in the game or something. You know what I mean? Like, there's kind of somebody on your side with that. Like, I wonder if you didn't have a nephew that was autistic or a family member, if you would say that. Not saying you wouldn't, but I'm just saying, like, there might be something leaning that way. Oh, my gosh. I feel like an idiot. Oh, my God. Is this Kristen?
Yes.
We're dumb. We're idiots.
What show are we forgetting?
Yeah, what are we forgetting?
This Is Us.
How
are we not doing This Is Us?
You're right.
Toby,
Joe and I love that show.
And the baby.
It is an amazing TV show.
Oh, they're stringing it along. But the one thing I like about that, they're saying there's going to be an end to it. They're like, it's done after 6 seasons.
Yeah. But that is one of the best shows. A lot of people that when This Is Us is brought up in conversation, a lot of people say No Parenthood is better. And I hated Parenthood. I've watched all of it, but I hated it.
I love Parenthood, too. I
really
love both of those shows.
Okay, so if you have to choose, you have to choose which one.
Well, I don't think I can choose just because I know how Parenthood ends. I don't know how This Is Us is.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, hey, thank
you. I like how Parenthood, like, the way it goes through time, it's, like, it doesn't go back and forth how This Is Us does, which can be confusing for some people if you're trying to start, like, in the middle.
See, I love it, Kirsten. I love going back and forth. But then again, I am often lost, so maybe I should watch Lost. Hey, thank you for all the calls. If you want to let us know, you can tweet us. We have it up there at Joe and Alex Show. What you think, in your opinion, is the greatest TV show of all time.